children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Very good. And on the seventh day,
just love singing praises to Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Is everyone present?
Yes, please.
Oh, what a shame it is that Judas Iscariot is not with us. He could have been such a help,
but... He surely had us all fooled. I certainly thought he was honest and sincere.
And the Master knew the real Judas all the time. Yet not once, by word or action, did Jesus let it be known. He gave Judas every kindness, the same love and consideration he gave to all of us. Judas had every opportunity to repent and change his heart of evil.
The way the Master treated Judas and all the others who have hated him, spat on him, cruelly treated him, even crucified him, is a great lesson to me. The Master said, "Peter, follow me." He has said that to all of us many times. To follow him, I must be like him. And to be like him, I must treat my fellow men as he did. When men revile me, speak all manner of evil against me, and mistreat me in all things, it's almost impossible to be like the Master and smile and forgive. But I must.
All things are possible to those who have faith and believe in the name of Jesus.
The Lord has been with us for almost 40 days since his resurrection.
40 glorious, wonderful, joy-filled days.
Soon he'll return to his Father in heaven. What a sad place this will be without him.
But he promised to send us a comforter who will guide us into all truth.
There is one point, my brethren, that none of us have thought about. At least, we have not spoken of it.
What is it?
That? Tell us.
Well, to me, it is the most wonderful of all the truths. Jesus did come to this earth and accomplish the redemption of mankind. He did choose us as his disciples.
Come to the point, Peter. We await with bated breath the point that to you is so important.
Well, Jesus is going to leave us and go to heaven. He will be with his Father. Just think, the Jesus we know and love, who knows and loves us, our friend, will be there in the courts of heaven. He will not forget his friends, not for one minute.
We will have a friend at the throne of God.
The future with Jesus as our friend holds no fear whatsoever.
Remember when he said, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, ye shall receive."
That's a wonderful thought, a wonderful truth. Jesus, a friend, someone who knows us, all our weaknesses, our faults, one who loves us, at the throne of God, interceding for us.
Yet there is a sadness, too. To us who know him and whom he knows, yes, it is a wonderful truth, but what about those in years to come who know him not?
Through the ages to come, each one who believes in me, has faith, loves me, and does my commandments, and confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father. I shall know him and love him and intercede for him the same as I shall for you. But come, my children, we go to Bethany. Gethsemane.
Many hours have we spent there, Lord. It was there I fell asleep when I should have been watching and praying with thee.
I, too, should have been watching and praying.
And I. Here we all forsook you, Lord, in your hour of great need.
You have repented and are forgiven. I love you, Matthew. I love all of you.
Where go we, Lord? To the summit of the mount?
Across the summit, Peter, to the vicinity of Bethany. Here, my beloved, we stop here.
Here, Master.
Why do we stop here for?
I love you. I love each of you. I love all my children. Remember this, my beloved children.
He is ascending up into the heavens.
A bright cloud is taking him from our sight.
Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Oh, the escorting angels sing his praise.
Do any of you still see him?
Ye men of Galilee,
Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
All heaven is waiting to welcome the Savior to the celestial courts. As Jesus, with the host of captives he had set free at his resurrection, and the escorting angels, draws near, the challenge is given by the escorting angels.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts.
He is the King of glory.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Mommy told me something a little child should know. It's all about the devil and the way he hates us so. She said he causes trouble when you let him in the room. He will never, ever leave you if your heart is filled with gloom.
So let the sun shine.
When you are unhappy, old Satan wears a grin. But oh, he starts to running when the light comes pouring in. I know he'll be unhappy, 'cause I'll never wear a frown. Maybe if we keep on smiling, he'll get tired of hanging round.
So let the sun shine.
Smile is never.
Live with Sam. I'm Sam, talking today with Abram, the smartest boy in our school. He gets an A in everything.
That's not exactly accurate. I got a B plus once.
Really? In what?
I don't want to talk about it. The pain is still too fresh.
Okay, let's talk about health. I noticed that you do a lot of walking and jogging and bicycle riding. May I ask why?
When you have a brain like mine, you've got to keep it in perfect working order. That requires a combination of good food, sound sleep, mental stimulation, and daily exercise.
So, to be smart, you have to be healthy?
Precisely.
So, what do you do to take care of your brain?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sam. First, I care for my body with nutritious meals centered on a whole food, plant-based diet. I refrain from imbibing sugary snacks and highly refined packaged edibles. Next, I stimulate my brain by reading the great words of skilled authors and listening to classical and cultural music selections from around the world. And finally, I succumb to a daily regimen of physical activity that requires a certain degree of exertion. I also floss.
Well, it sounds like you're very serious about your health.
Absolutely. To do otherwise would be, if I may use a grossly overused adjective, totally dumb.
Thank you, Abram, the smartest boy in school. I'm Sam with Live with Sam. Goodbye.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is A Man of His Word. Boys and girls who are true to their word walk in the footsteps of the Master. Jesus never said one thing and meant another, or made a promise except to keep it. Frank Stokes once knew an African boy who stumbled upon this truth when fewer years rested on him than the number of toes on his feet. One day, he came down from his village to the mission house. He was a grubby little boy, which was not surprising, for his parents were pagans and not very clean in their habits. He was very shy, too. As Frank came out of the dispensary, he was standing in front of the door of the house, saying not a word. For many days, the same thing happened, and Frank began to wonder why he came and what he wanted. At last, he began to speak. "Want school," he said. "Want school." On inquiry, Frank learned that his name was Kwaku. Frank discovered, too, that the teachers didn't regard him as a very bright prospect for school, and that his parents weren't interested either. However, his persistency won the day. Frank bought him school clothes and a slate and chalk, and away he went to school, his face beaming. He wasn't a very good student, but he was earnest and diligent, so Frank had patience and let him remain at school, sleeping in the dormitory. 3 years went by. By this time, Kwaku had grown into a really nice boy, always clean, with his school clothes washed and pressed, and he was beginning to learn his lessons. Toward the end of the third year, plans were set afoot for the school picnic. Books were to be finally laid aside, and the whole school would gather on the grounds for fun and games and plenty of good things to eat. Kwaku was looking forward to the picnic as eagerly as the rest of the pupils. The boy's parents were still not interested in his schooling, and Kwaku's father had been pressing to know on what day the school was to close so that the whole family could go off to the farm and do some work. Kwaku promised that he would be home to help as soon as lessons ended, for he was grateful that his parents had allowed him to stay at the school. Alas, poor Kwaku. He had forgotten that the school picnic was to be held on the day after school closed. What could he do? He had promised his father that he would come home to work as soon as his lessons were finished. For days he struggled with himself. Satan stood at his side, constantly saying, "Don't you miss the picnic. Don't you take any notice of your father." Just before the end of the school year, the teacher taught the children in Bible class about obedience. Suddenly, Kwaku knew what he must do. He must show his parents that a Christian keeps a promise and is always obedient. True to his resolve, on the morning of the picnic, Kwaku rose up early and ran home to his father in time for an early walk to the farm. All day he worked hard and tried not to think of the wonderful things he was missing. When evening came and the students had returned home, Kwaku's teacher called at the boy's house. "Why didn't you come to the picnic?" he said. Kwaku hung his head, not knowing what to say in front of his parents. So the teacher asked his father. "Kwaku had promised to come to farm with me today," father answered. "But why didn't he explain that it was the school picnic day?" the teacher asked. "All the students love the picnic, and we expected Kwaku to be there." "Why didn't you tell me, Kwaku?" father asked. "I had promised you," Kwaku replied, "and my teacher has taught me that we must obey our parents. So I determined to keep my promise and go to the farm to work with you." Kwaku's heathen father was astonished. He said to the teacher, "If you can teach boys and girls to keep their promises, there must be something good about your Christian religion." Soon both father and mother were attending church, and it wasn't long before they were baptized and became members. What a happy day for Kwaku! All because a boy had become a man of his word.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
Children come, don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.